Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, people ask me all the time, what is the process of impeachment? Well, the legal process of the removal of the corrupt is on the horizon today, friends. We're going to cover this, and I'll take you line upon line, precept upon precept. In just a couple minutes, I want to hit a couple things. As usual, trying to get at as much as I possibly can before we get to our main topic. And yesterday, we didn't get to part of our main topic yesterday because we had a caller. I've always said, and I'll always say, it's your show, and if you take it and we go that direction, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost, and that's what happened yesterday. So I'll do my best to go ahead and do a little bit of a recap on what we missed yesterday in part as well. So we better get going here, folks. First off, if you want to call, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, as Paul said, follow me as I follow the Christ. Yes, sir. Admin Ott reported this. At CPAC, the conservative promises are crap, this person posted. Brandon Straka and Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, the controlled operative, the little bad actress out there in Washington, D.C., they put on a show where Strack pretended to be a January 6th protester who was locked up. And this person said, I thought the prayer to the Archangel Michael was interesting because of Flynn's comments at the church, which mentioned him, and were nearly word for word a sermon from cult leader Elizabeth Clare, the self-proclaimed prophet. Now, what's interesting about this, folks, is, again, here we have the little actress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, her other friend out there, Matt Gaetz, he's out there doing the same thing, with their friend Lauren Bobart, and the list goes on, folks. They're actresses, they're bad actresses, and they are controlled operatives. They're Uncle Tom's trying to keep everybody in line, folks, is what they are. That's all they are. They want you to believe that these are the people that are going to get the job done. If anybody can do it, they can do it. That's what they want you to believe, okay? But they're getting nothing done. I want to show you this because if you look at it on sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to SOL Radio Live, and you will find the Rumble subscription button there. Go ahead and join us, and you can see what I'm highlighting. If not, I will paint the picture. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. The picture is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And January 6th defendant Brandon Straka, they're allegedly praying here. And it says on this little meme, Dallas, a dozen of onlookers stood by, some with tears in their eyes, a barefoot man in an orange jumpsuit and red mega cap sobbed in a cage in a convention center in Dallas. Now, I want to add this, too. He's got a Make America Great hat on again. This is all propaganda. This is all a hit piece. Notice that the leader of the coup, Donald Trump, is running for the presidency again, but all of those luckless souls that just happened to be there that were allured by Donald Trump on January 6th, it's interesting to note that he's running for the president while these individuals are actually incarcerated illegally by the federal government, regardless of how much information we've been given to expose them for their crimes, folks. It's all orchestrated, but they continuously drive the narrative anyway. So this is a propaganda hit piece. This is, again, the bad actress, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Love to get her on the radio show here, friends. And despite all the rage, still just a January 6th defendant in a cage. And this is him again with the Make America Great hat on again. Folks, all propaganda. And if you look on the little script here, it says, the crowd outside the cage began reciting the Lord's Prayer and then the prayer to St. Michael. Now, my Bible tells me in 1 Timothy 2:5 that there's only one mediator between God and man, and his name is Jesus Christ, not Saint Michael. Okay, what happens when you begin to take on this heresy, friends? Well, if you go to Galatians chapter 1 and you look at verse 6, it says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you to the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Listen carefully. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed. Let him be cursed. As we said before, so I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have been received or you have received, let him be accursed. Okay, folks, but what is this? Saint Michael the Archangel? Defend us in battle? One in the crowd chanted, be our protection against the wickedness and snare of the devils. Folks, they're bringing a curse unto themselves. CPAC continues all day Saturday, leading into the big event of the weekend, a speech from the mega king himself, Donald Trump. Wow! Going right back to their vomit. They're sitting there praying over January 6th, incarcerated. And the main speaker at CPAC is the one that allured them to come to Washington, D.C. Can you, folks, these people at this point have their fingers on their eyeballs. They have their ears willfully plugged. As I've said, and I say again, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it, folks. You can't make this up in any sense of the word. It is scary what people will go back to. As Scripture tells us, a dog going back to its vomit. That's exactly what this is, folks. Why is Donald Trump the leader of the coup? Why is he not incarcerated, but everybody else is? How is it that he gets a free hand, the leader of the coup, and everybody else is incarcerated? Can you willfully blind? Can you willfully deaf? Can you put these things together for yourself? I mean, for your own sake, put it together. Donald Trump out there like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and everybody else that's been the president out there, what are they doing? Confusing people? And why are they confused? Because they have left off the Lord. Confusion of faith belongs to those that have transgressed against the Lord. Read Daniel 7 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933. I would love for one of you Trump worshipers to give me a call and set me straight. 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I want to kind of give you a little heads up on Mr. Trump here again. He's following in pursuit perfectly Mr. Schwab, one of the Nazi globalists who is doing his best in every facet concerning his Fourth Reich that he's continuously pushing. Trump just recently proposed freedom cities in challenges to state governors to get rid of ugly buildings. We're going to hit on that more in the up and coming days and weeks, folks. But again, just to show you, he's not out there working against the establishment, folks. He's doing his best to prop up that establishment like he always has. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Got a question for anybody and everybody out there that's sick and tired of hearing the mainstream media hand in glove with corrupt politicians putting forth the racist narrative like I am, you know? And nobody does it more than them, folks. Again, it's set to divide and conquer. I wanted to show you this. This is brand new, and I'm going to play it out for you. But this is Mrs. Bush. Okay, she's a person of color. Like, I'm a person of color. I'm white. She's black. And she's playing the race card again. Of course, they got to play the victim, and they're going to spend the rest of their lives playing the victims for something that does not fall to the current lot of this present generation. Okay? And if you look at Mark 3:25, you'll see exactly where they're doing this. You can also see Mrs. Bush here doesn't have it in her heart like any other politician. She's either reading off her teleprompter and parroting what she's told to parrot from that teleprompter and her masters, or what she's doing in this particular case. She's doing her best to read, and this is why we continuously say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You ready for this one, folks? You can't make it up.
Cultures overall are inferior to Western culture. We are not inferior.
Playing the victim.
Culture.
Pay attention. His turn's on her in a moment.
This is the witness the Republicans invited to discuss issues of energy security.
Divide and conquer party system.
He came here to promote fossil fuels, which we know are disproportionately harming and killing black and brown people.
I recognize the, Alex Epstein.
And again, she's the victim.
Please begin his opening statement. And because you were directly mentioned, as a chairman's discretion, I want to give you an additional minute if you'd like to address the allegations levied on you the ranking member.
Now listen to this.
Yeah, it'd be great if they put up the cards again. Yeah, so thanks for giving me a minute to address truly despicable and false attack on me, claiming that anything I've ever said is white supremacist and then trying to imply that that somehow applies today. So I don't know if you want to put those cards back up. But what I are.
By the way, this is the part of the narrative that the mainstream media always censors, okay? The person that allegedly said it. Well, when they get the opportunity to say it, then what they do is they set the record straight. Just ask me.
And what I've argued for my entire adult life is that Western culture is superior in the sense that it promotes individualism and freedom. And I have fought my entire life for freedom around the world, including in Africa, including in Asia, including in India. And I want everyone around the world to have the same opportunities that I do in the United States. There are different places around the world that are in many ways inferior. They have female genital mutilation. They have slavery. These are not as good as not mutilating females' genitals and not enslaving people. And so I make no apology in the idea that this is associated with skin color is despicable and racist. Skin color has nothing to do with ideas. Where you came from geographically is irrelevant. What's relevant is what's true.
Okay, so what's relevant is what is true, and of course that's not what she said. They wanted to take it, twist it, misconstrue it, to turn it so the media can report it, to cast into your minds that those bad, bad white people, which, by the way, are 74% of the 329.5 million people in this country, okay? And they want reparations. They want reparations from the current generation that has the same opportunity as they do. And interestingly enough, when you look at the success of black people that are not playing the victims here, isn't it interesting that when you look at a basketball court, you look at a football field, you look at a baseball field, you look at, folks, the sports world within itself, you see, especially on a basketball court, 74% of those players are black. And she's talking about lost opportunities, and she's talking about being the victim again. Folks, you got to get rid of all this because it does not exist. This only falls to those that are the big L's, the losers. They want you to feel sorry for them. They want you to believe that they're somehow or another the victims of those bad, bad white people. Get away from the color issue. We all bleed the same color, folks. And you can go ahead and check that out in Acts 17:26 when you get a moment. Next point, did you see this? Abrianna Camino, female, born 2/15/2015, death date 2022. This beautiful little girl at age 7 passed away suddenly. Passed away suddenly, folks. And I just got some more information. This is, as a matter of fact, it's being exposed all over the place. Lauren Boebert's complaining about how her Twitter account's being censored, just like Trump, baloney, folks. They're players on that whole platform. It's interesting. Representative Thomas Massey just sent out a video yesterday calling them out for censoring anybody that spoke out against the COVID narrative. Do you understand why this is so dangerous, this censorship of free speech? Folks, you better get a hold of that one while you still can. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that freedom that was paid for by the blood of those that sacrificed themselves to give it to you in the natural and in the spiritual, John 3:16. But look at this, folks. A beautiful little girl, 7 years old. She's gone now. Going over to Health Impact News, just keeping you up to par and abreast concerning all of the people that are dying from these experimental jabs. He gives over to us Safe to Fly pilots and flight attendants who recently had cardiac arrests in flight and died suddenly. Did you hear about that through the mainstream media? I wonder if Delta's actually reporting that while they were actually sending out their little social injustice warriors on anybody that didn't go ahead and play along concerning their corrupt narrative that we all know is false. And it was predicated upon fraud and tyranny. I wonder if they are. Probably not. But look at this, folks. We have the UK pilot instructor, age 57 years old. He died suddenly in flight. We have an American Eagle Envoy pilot at age 54. He died in flight after departure from Chicago O'Hare. This was just in November. A pilot of Boeing aircraft suddenly dies during flight across Russia. Officials, CityLink Indonesia flight pilot, age 48, died after landing plane. Did you hear about any of this, folks? Heart attack in flight. A Biman captain, Nashad, passes away. Interesting. What about this one? Air Alibania, flight attendant, age 24, died suddenly in flight after plane landed in the UK. Did you hear about that from the mainstream media, folks? What about Gulf Air flight attendant? She died from heart attack in flight. This was in November as well. Did you hear about that one? I bet you didn't. And folks, I'm speaking in righteous anger. I am sick and tired of reiterating and continuously giving the same message. Americans, this was predicated upon fraud. It is predicated upon genociding. We know it. We have all the information that we need. We see how the federal government worked along with big tech companies. We see how they worked along with big pharma, with the CDC, with the NIH, with the WHO. And now they're trying to basically pass off authority that's never been given to them through administrative law, which counters the Constitution, so they can bear rule over the people on a global basis next pandemic that they create. Are you going to allow that to happen? I can't make your decision for you. We have some more here, friends. Virgin Australia pilot suffers heart attack 30 minutes after a takeoff, prompting emergency landing. P.S. This is all brand new information, just so you know. Vera event brief, Virginia 770 03 March 324, and then it has a flight operation flight operations message, basically talking about the interaction going between them and what in fact is happening when you get on an airplane, because most people do not know that this is happening, friends, but it is happening, and you all the well know it's happening. Now, I didn't go today on my social media platform to basically pull up all the people on a national level that you may know of that have died. But you can rest assured it's happening. Matter of fact, I had a friend that I haven't seen in years. Just got a phone call from my brother 3-4 days ago. Guess who died? First thing that went through me is I can't believe that he would have did that. But then again, I've known a lot of people that I thought better of that took it anyways, regardless, in basically playing Russian roulette with the corrupt, like an Anthony Fauci, a Donald Trump, and or what you see over at the CDC or the Bill Gates or the Schwabs of the world. It's crazy. I mean, they were the ones that were selling you the pill and the jam, and the American people still went along with it, regardless of what real doctors were telling you. Folks, we're in some dangerous times. We're definitely there. We're going to come back, and I'm going to catch up as to what we didn't get yesterday. Governor in the state of Minnesota signs a bill granting driver's license to unauthorized immigrants. They're illegals, folks, not unauthorized. This is happening in 18 states. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. The rivers and the danger are rising around much of California thanks to a very warm atmospheric river that's dumping rain all over the state. The White House has granted California Governor Gavin Newsom's appeal for a federal emergency declaration. President Biden says the economy's heading in the right direction, as evidenced by another better-than-expected jobs report.
Because of our economic plan, unemployment has been below 4% for 14 straight months since January 2022.
The jobless rate actually rose in February to 3.6%, but that's because more people entered or re-entered the jobs market. The federal government has now closed a California bank that has funded tech startups for decades. The FDIC now controls Silicon Valley Bank. Its stock tanked after a big venture firm advised clients to withdraw their money. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Folks, all day, all night, we get comments on our content. 1-866-582-9933. Pro, con, the lines are all yours. Let's get over to this. This is what I didn't get to yesterday. Governor Tim Walz, the communist. And I have a picture of him in China, by the way, and I guarantee you that nobody on the planet has the picture that I have. And I was given that by somebody that was with him over in China, and we're told that Mr. Tim Walz drank in the whole communistic ideologies of what government should be. He's a communist, okay? Which means he's at war with we the people in this country. Well, we can already see that. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page, you'd read this headline from these propagandists and these useful idiots over at Star and Tribune. Pause for a moment, Bradley. Hey, all of you said reporters and journalists over at Star and Tribune, do you live in the same country we do? Do you think what you're advocating for is going to help you and your family when they're done using you? Just wanted to get you to think in a way that you probably haven't thought before, okay? That's why we call you useful idiots. You apparently don't understand the history of useful idiots. They're the first ones lined up on the wall and shot by the very ones that are using them to destroy their own people. But you didn't think that through, did you, Judas? Or Mrs. Judas? Luke 22:48, read it when you get a moment. Look at this. Governor Walz signs bill granting driver's license to not illegals, Unauthorized immigrants in Minnesota. Unauthorized. I want to make sure everybody understands that the states that are a part of this are California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. Oh, well, Bradley, that's great news. None of those were governors were a part of leading up my state. Well, give it a little time. They're opening the floodgates to the illegals into America while your country's literally being handed off by your sworn enemies in many cases. Not all. Not all. But for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis to suggest that this bill is granting driver's license to unauthorized shows you the very reason as to what makes us different, my show and Tim Brown's show, compared to what you're getting out there. We always make reference to the law. Folks, let me tell you this. In making reference to the law, this is a mere exhibition of the treasonous acts of the governor in the state in Minnesota. Article 3, Section 3, and I'll get to more of that in just a moment. I want you to see how they sell it to you. Okay, the front page is what? A bunch of women, indigenous people, dispossessed people that are happy as can be, right? Okay, and there's another picture, and it's got all these. Now the kids are in there. This is all a political shoot, friends, is what it is. It's a political op. Okay? Again, propaganda. And then we have Tim Walz here that was allegedly elected by the people in Minnesota while everybody in the state is fleeing, said Eric Lucero. And what is this? We have an indigenous hugging him and thanking him for America. Friends, this is a part of judgment. Here's some more. He's so proud, Tim Walz is, and he's got a picture where he signed off on it, this treasonous act. And folks, this is not an exaggeration. This is what a treasonous individual looks like, and look at all of these people here. Now, I think this shouldn't surprise anybody, but if you look at this woman right here, this is a senator named Zainab Mohammed. She's a Muslim. She's a Muslim. She's the author of the bill. Are you starting to understand, folks, as to how you're being infiltrated? Are you starting to understand why we have taken the time to tell you that those that are coming from the Middle East are here to conquer? Don't ask me, ask them. You know what their first objective is to infiltrate the governor and the government. We have over 90 said Muslims that have sworn on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. They have sworn on the Quran, friends, that they will destroy the infidel. And guess what they're doing? They're in there now. We got a couple of them, and then we got a Keith Ellison, who's a traitor. The devil can't even use that guy. He's his own worst enemy. But he's from Michigan. He's appointed the attorney general. We were told by the mainstream media, too, that he was reelected by the people. The folks, the people in the state hate him, Keith Ellison. The police hate him. And the governor of the state, the people in the state of Minnesota hate his guts, literally. Okay, so much so now where we're told that they reelected him, and now Eric Lucero tells us just last week that the people in the state of Minnesota are fleeing the state of Minnesota. Doesn't that fly in the face of us being told that the people in the state of Minnesota reelected him? Of course it does. Of course it does. Let's go back to this. So the Minneapolis Star and Tribune playing semantics with the Minnesotans. I'm here to tell you that they are not unauthorized. Again, they are illegal. And the people that are normalizing these crimes are the ones that mean to conquer America. Okay? Friends, let me say it this way. History is repeating itself. I got a couple questions for you. Before we get over to the impeachment process. The Senate bill chief sponsor is Zainab Mohammed from Minneapolis, and she said in an interview that the passage of the law, it's not a law. Folks, it's not a law. It's a transgression of our law. She said the passage of this law was encouraging but frustrating for those who believe the law should have been changed years ago. You know, it's interesting because when I look at what the Star and Tribune reported from their useful idiots, they gave glowing reviews. And you know what's crazy about all of it, friends? There's only one area throughout this whole propaganda hit piece gloating over these criminal transgressors and the laws, as they call them. They're anti-law, okay? They're non-law. But it's interesting, what they're advocating for, folks, is lawlessness. Your country's literally being handed off to your sworn enemies. That's what is, in fact, happening here. But it's interesting, what I want you to see here, friends, and I'm just scrolling on this site right now, there was only one stick throughout this, and I'm showing you how long the article was. There was only one portion of this whole article, friends, that said anything in contrast to what was being pushed. Only one. And it's right here. And it says, opponents argue the bill would open an avenue to voter fraud, which we're already experiencing. That's why we have a Tim Walz. That's why we have a Keith Ellison. But it said, opponents argue the bill would open an avenue to voter fraud and illegal immigration into Minnesota. Oh, really? Isn't that what they're alluring into the United States of America? Why, yes, it is. Here, let me take it a step further for you. I want to take it a step further so you can think in a way that most people have forgotten about. What happened to the terrorists that allegedly took down the Twin Towers in New York City on September 11, 2001? We were told by the mainstream media for 18 years that the Muslims were responsible for these acts. This is all on the mainstream media. This is all on corrupt politicians. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you something. The Muslims could have never dreamed of what the U.S. government has been responsible for doing to the American people in a million years. Read Leviticus 26, verse 16. Now we have them within the halls of government passing treasonous policies to hand to more individuals that want to come into America and conquer America. And I want you to think about this. When you're going to the airport or to the train depot or the bus depot and the TSA, which is a pretended authority, folks, it took nothing for them to be put into that position. You know what's interesting, by the way? Do you know that since 2011, not one terrorist attack has been thwarted? Do you know that hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of TSA agents have been incarcerated for crimes against the people? Did you know that? Just wanted to make clear. It's a pretended authority. It violates the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But folks, that doesn't apply to the illegals that are being lured into America. Just you, Americans. Just you. Now, I'm not making this up, as you all well know. It's happening right in front of your eyes. What does it tell us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43? The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. I want to tell you something, too, for those that are fleeing the states because of these people coming into the United States of America. Well, I've been blowing the trumpet for 23 years telling you that you're under the judgments of God. What's happening? I mean, you're hearing the false prophets and the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, telling you that the blessings of the Lord are on their way. No, 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 no. The Lord is not going to bless rebels, friends. He's going to judge them. And those rebels are those that call themselves Christians. They're wicked people that fail to keep the commandments of the Lord. Proverbs 7:2. Keep the commandments and live. Nope, they don't want to do that because they were told by their hireling what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And they never went further than what they were told by their hireling. The curse is upon America. Look at this one, friends. A nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old nor show favor to the young. That's Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. Wow. I wonder if it applies to that which precedes verse 50, which would be 49 in Deuteronomy 28 concerning the judgments. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not Thou shalt not understand. I wonder. And then I think of Deuteronomy 26 or 28:63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord would rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Hey folks, they're colonizing. This is happening in 18 states. Who's doing this? Your said governors. You can just call them Judas, whatever the case might be, but it's happening to you because you've done it to God.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me make two more points, and I'm going to get over to this impeachment process. I wanted you to know as well concerning this governor in the state of Minnesota, along with 18 others, and it's coming to more cities than that and states to that if you don't stand up and impeach these jokers. And I guess the joke is on you if you tolerate them. But Governor Walz signing this bill that granted driver's license to unauthorized immigrants, illegal immigrants, I want you to keep in mind, folks, that he's the same guy that took a picture of the Star Tribune. They did another political op for him, and what they did is they took a picture of him reading a book to elementary kids, and behind the backs of those that were reading the propaganda outlets' papers, he was passing a bill to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb, even all the way up to the point of birth and halfway out of the womb. This is what they do. And these are the sort of people that you're putting your hopes in. That's why the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Also keep in mind, friends, that 70 million babies that have been murdered on your watch, right? You're an accomplice if you're not protesting it and stopping this, friends. It was illegally sanctioned. There's no provision constitutionally concerning abortion. We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Read your founding documents, okay? But because the American people have given them a pass to murder 70 million babies, that is to the equivalent of 18 states. I talked about this over a year ago. Those 18 governors that I told you were going to open the floodgates to illegals that want to decapitate you and dismember you, don't ask me, read the Quran. Right? Guess what? They did it. They did it. And we were faithful to warn you again. And hey, listen, folks, I want to make clear about something here. I'm in this with you. I'm frustrated with those that do nothing but listen and do nothing concerning the crimes. That is an injustice within itself. And Scripture tells us if you fail to bring justice, those sins that you tolerate will fall back on your own head. That's where we're at, Americans. That's where we're at. One more point. This is the same governor that means, along with Keith Ellison, that means to bring in 200 to 300% more illegals into the state of Minnesota alone. Okay? Just wanted to make clear that you understand the severity of what is happening. I wrote an article on July 4th, 2018. Why politicians think they're above the law. Politicians think that they're above the law because the people treat them as such. I'm here to tell you that they are not above the law. When you look at the preamble to the United States Constitution, what does it say? We, the people of the United States, the very first thing, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Read 1 Corinthians 1:10. Read Psalm 51 verse 4. I'm sorry, Isaiah 51 verse 4. Forgive me. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. When I'm talking about what the governors of the states have been doing for a couple decades, for decades in this country, the American people, instead of getting their eyes fixed on the Word of God and saying, Lord, how do we bring about justice concerning these criminals? He points his finger back at his statutes and says, this is what I told you to do. But if you fail to do it, this is what you're going to get. And then you can read Mark 7. The commandments of men make void the commandments of God. Okay? But our forefathers saw through that. James Madison said our government is predicated upon judgment and justice. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. Okay? Now, with that, going forward, they gave us, in the Constitution, provision to deal with corruption. Okay? Now, the United States Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, the disqualification of the president, the vice president, all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And by the way, January 6th was aimed at the people rising up lawfully and bringing justice upon the heads of corrupt politicians. Don't let January 6th work, friends, because you know it was all orchestrated. They're accusing you of what they're guilty of, period. Okay? When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that it lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities cannot be tolerated by you. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender. Okay? Now listen, if the House, the majority of the members in the House are not going to go along with upholding the Constitution, then you must call for their impeachment as well. Okay? They're your representatives. They derive just powers from the consent of we. Delegated authority from we. They work for us. We do not work for them. But what you're going to find is many of them are going to try to protect the said governor, the said mayor, the said representative, because it's the fox watching the chicken coop. They're protecting their own. Okay? After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power then to impeach cases in a court. Deal with the senators the exact same way. Two-thirds of the senators must vote for conviction. The offender may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again if he's found guilty. Now, when you look at the process of impeachment, it says being formally accused of unlawful activity, committing a crime, Number two, not necessarily being kicked out of office on impeachment. Who can be impeached? Article 2, Section 4, President, Vice President, all civil officers of the United States. That includes the injustices sitting on the Supreme Court today. Okay? Civil officers include people appointed by the president, cabinet members, and again, judges. Number three, the members of Congress are not civil officers. That is your voice. Process of impeachment, Justice Department or independent counsel investigate charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. I strongly suggest that when you go forward with an impeachment concerning one of these corrupt individuals, I strongly suggest that you get to the paper outlets that are there willing to help you along, because the mainstream media is going to do their best to browbeat you, polarize you, or demonize you. Okay? They're at war with the law because it shows you who they work for. Okay? And they're doing it to themselves. At the end of the day, they're going to fall into the ditch that they themselves are helping dig. Rest assured. Okay? Galatians 6:7. The House Judiciary Committee reviews evidence. The HJC drafts articles of impeachment. The HJC, acronym for, again, House Judiciary Committee, debates articles of impeachment, and the entire House of Representatives debates articles of impeachment and votes on them. Now, if this happens, the president is considered impeached. Senate holds the trial. We're using the president as an example, by the way. Will the official be kicked out of office? That's what they wait upon. House Judiciary Committee acts as the prosecution and presents evidence against the accused. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, by the way, you better back off from this guy. He is as corrupt can be, as you all well know, through Obamacare, who said that Obamacare was a tax. Yes, this is how perverted they are. This is how willing they are and how far they're willing to go to pervert and war against the Constitution in hopes of tearing it down and recreating a Constitution that looks just like them. John 8:44, because that's who they serve. Number nine, accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. Chief Justice of Supreme Courts act as judge and rules of inadmissibility of evidence. Number 11, Senate acts as the jury. Number 12, a two-thirds majority of the Senate must vote against the accused to remove the person from the office. Now, I want to give you a couple examples, and the show's going to be over. Time's coming up on me real quick. The impeachment of Andrew Jackson, I want you to listen carefully. He was impeached in 1868. For what? When the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adopting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors, in accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House primary charge against Johnson was violation of the Tenure of Act or Officer Act, passed by the U.S. Congress in 1867 of March. And over the President's veto, specifically, what he did, he had removed from office Edwin Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with the Brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. He was impeached for taking someone out and replacing him with someone of his own choice. That's it. Not scandal after scandal, not lie after lie, not treasonous act after treasonous act, Americans. And I want to tell you why they didn't put up with it then, because during that particular time, the Civil War just ended, did it not? Yes, it did. They seen the bloodshed. They didn't want any more, both the North and the South. And by the way, the federal government was part in creating that, right? Yep, we all know that. Yep, because they wanted to federalize the United States. Thank Mr. Abraham Lincoln, the tyrant himself, because that's what he was responsible for. President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974. Did you know that that was a cover-up of a pedophile ring? Huh? What about President Bill Clinton? He became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998 for Chinagate, for selling secrets, American military secrets, to the Chinese. Folks, we have to pull the curtain back concerning the things that we're being told.
Hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.